This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Pregnant women get tons of medical advice. So many things could potentially harm the baby growing inside their bellies. Anything from caffeine to seafood to hair dye and yoga. Overwhelmed with so much information, many get a little bit creative with the rules. Tanya English reports.
Every mom does it her own way. In Philadelphia, Michi Hunt says with her first baby, she was almost looking for rules to follow.
I mean, I used to just Google like 22 weeks of pregnancy and I'd read every single website. And then I would click on all those links that say like 10 foods you definitely shouldn't eat.
But Hunt has a big circle of laid-back girlfriends. And eventually, they helped her relax into her decisions. Now she's pregnant again, 13 weeks with baby number two. With a toddler at home, Hunt says she has less time to obsess over what the internet says. She does listen to her doctor.
I haven't defied anything she's suggested, but I also haven't felt like she's been pushy at all or, you know, very black or white about things.
In Oregon, Alice Callahan is trained as a researcher, and she has a doctorate in nutrition. So it was natural for her to dig into the science to find answers.
So it takes a little while to straighten out what's evidence-based, what's really important, and what are the sort of myths about pregnancy that aren't as important.
Callahan wrote the book, The Science of Mom. She avoided caffeine with her first baby, but during her last pregnancy, Callahan decided to have a bit of coffee every day, and her obstetrician supported that decision.
But it didn't necessarily line up with what everybody else said, you know, and I still would deal with these sort of judgmental looks when I ordered my half-calf latte at the coffee shop with my big belly.
In New Jersey, 30-year-old Colleen Anuko says wine is part of her lifestyle. She has a separate full-time job, but is also training to become a sommelier. At 33 weeks pregnant, with her due date so close, Anuko is in the doctor's office every other week.
I'm always very honest and I say, oh, I had a small glass of red wine last Saturday night. I haven't gotten any sort of feedback from my doctor about that. They just breeze right by it.
But when Anuko had a small glass at a restaurant recently, she got stares from strangers.
I mean, it was like a spit of wine, and I just wanted to taste the wine. So I'm like tasting it, and I realized that, like, I guess maybe I should have worn baggier clothing or whatever so it wasn't so prominent that here's this pregnant lady tasting wine, but you get the eyes.
At Pennsylvania Hospital, the labor and delivery team gathered in the break room to talk about giving advice to their patients.
So, you guys, let's just go around the room so that Tanya can get everybody here.
Nancy Hazel, I'm one of the nurses.
There were two nurse midwives, a couple of senior physicians, a labor and delivery nurse, and a resident. Obstetrician gynecologist Sabrina Sukan says there's some wiggle room in her recommendations, but she has lots of education to do and a very short time to do it. So unless she's talking to a close friend, she sticks to the script from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
If I'm not on the clock, absolutely, I might have a full discussion about what the scientific research actually shows as opposed to what the party line is.
There's nuance to almost all the do's and don'ts. Soft cheese is actually okay. It's unpasteurized dairy that's the problem.
Sushi and sex, both fine.
Nurse midwife Christy Warinsky tells patients to only go to restaurants they trust. Sushi in the United States is usually flash frozen, so parasites aren't a big worry. But even garden variety food poisoning can be more severe if you're pregnant.
If you're not sure, have a conversation with your doctor.
OB Peter Gerhardt says it's also fine to keep your appointment at the beauty salon.
So you have to look good to feel good. Hair dye's okay, as is nail polish.
He says coloring is applied to the hair, which is mostly dead cells, and very little gets absorbed into the skin. Sitting next to Gerhardt is nurse midwife Nancy Hazel. She says expecting women usually are quick to take her suggestions.
What is the big one that women push back on? Is there one that comes up all the time that you have to have a longer conversation about?
Smoking.
Wow, I would not think that would be a debate at all.
People can't stop. They want to stop. They can't stop. They have a hard time stopping.
Hazel tells moms not to drink, but she makes an exception for big celebrations like New Year's Eve. For Peter Gerhardt, there are no exceptions. Drinking alcohol during pregnancy can cause birth defects. And because a fetus grows rapidly, Gerhardt says the brain is vulnerable. The newest public health message on alcohol in pregnancy is not one drop.
If you need to celebrate, you can have a ceremonial toast, touch it to your lips, but it's best not to drink.
The doctors and nurses around the room said they give guidance, but moms ultimately decide what's best. Mother of two, Alice Callahan, who wrote the book The Science of Mom, says most pregnancy recommendations come from big teams of public health experts.
They do have to make sort of simple recommendations for an entire population.
But when an individual mom does a risk-benefit analysis, her health and her situation are the factors that tend to matter the most. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.